Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf, 8:35. Our look at what's going on in and around the city of Houghton, brought to you by the city of Houghton, and Susie Landers joins me. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, good morning. I haven't seen
wait
you
Wait a minute,
couple...
wait a minute.
Oh, there. You always want to shut me down. I want to control that knob.
Yeah, well, that knob's going to be disappearing from the studio before too long. Yes, we're going to replace it with a new knob.
Oh, wonderful.
Ooh, we got lots of stacks of new equipment sitting out.
Oh, you know how I love that stuff. Well, yeah, you have to give me all the scoop on it.
I'm having all sorts of fun here playing with the new toys.
You musicians.
And this isn't musical equipment.
Well, I know, but it's support of audio, so.
It's radio equipment, so.
Scooping it into... It's the whole audio, music, everything.
And Shannon Rinkinen is here this morning. We're going to talk about a summer event that is, this is a new thing.
This is, we're really excited. Shannon came to us, I think this winter.
Right.
I think it was, and she had this great idea to bring a type of an obstacle course race to the city. And, you know, kind of like the Tough Mudder. And I thought, well, great, I've always wanted to do it. Right.
Yeah, sure.
So now I will. Maybe.
you and I can go watch.
I kept thinking, maybe I should start training for this. We have till July. But
the
yes,
only obstacle course I'm dealing with these days is the fact that I've got too many musical instruments scattered in my living room, and I have to walk through it without stepping on them.
But
other
yes,
people are more ambitious about this kind
are,
of thing
they
than
are.
I am. So.
They are. And they're getting more and more popular. I mean, I know a lot of I have a lot of friends that actually travel out of town for this, for a race similar to this. So it was really exciting for the city to have Shannon come in and say that, listen, hey, I want to do this. We want to bring the people here. It's good for the community. It's good for the businesses. So I'll kind of let Shannon give you a little scoop on how we're going to
run about this. What this is and what people who are in it have to do and why they would want to do it in the first place.
Sure, yeah, thanks for having me today. We all know about these mud and obstacle races all around the country. It's kind of a big trend. There's even, you know, magazine subscriptions dedicated to these races. We all see the photos on Facebook of everybody celebrating. So we thought, we can do this. We can do it right here. It can benefit our town and our people, and kind of energize the city and energize downtown. So we hope it can be an event that people of a variety of fitness levels can do. It's going to be a 5K, so not quite as long as some of the races out there. We want to get dirty. We want it to be challenging. It's going to be a team-oriented race, so we want people to grab a couple of friends, 3 to 5. And
hey, Todd, want to be on my team?
Yeah.
You don't want me on
Sorry,
your team.
Shannon, keep going.
Oh, no.
Now, what kind of things do people do in this 5K?
Oh, it's going to be full of surprises. We are going to be running, pushing, climbing, jumping. You will get dirty. That is a guarantee. Probably wet as well. It's going to be right along the waterfront. So we're going to utilize some natural elements. And of course, we'll be building some elements as well. It's a great relationship. The CrossFit Hakapalita, which is a local CrossFit fitness gym, will be helping to put this on. So with a great group of people who work out together, we'll be building and we'll be helping to sponsor the race.
We're really excited too, because the CrossFit gym is moving to Houghton effective June 1st, I guess we're
looking
at.
Absolutely, yeah.
So this is a great thing. I mean, we're coming in with CrossFit here into downtown Houghton, actually. And then we're going to be kicking it off in July. Kind of a celebration, too, with this race.
Yeah, this seems a natural extension of a lot of the physical activities we do in the Copper Country anyway, with our emphasis on running and trail running in particular and biking and such. This just seems like it would fit.
Absolutely, and that's where the name the Sisu Challenge came to light. Yeah, Sisu, we hear it all the time in the Copper Country, but it's really a perfect fit. We hope to incorporate the local history. If you notice, we do have a logo. If you go to thesisuchallenge.com, the logo is a throwback to our mining heritage. So it plays up on that, and it plays up on the fact that, you know, we really push through and we don't stop. That's our tagline. And so it's really a perfect fit for local people.
What's the date?
It is Saturday, July 25th. Yep.
My mother's birthday.
Oh.
So see, I can't attend.
Oh.
I got to I'll have cake with mom that day. So.
I better have cake with your mom too.
Yeah, you're invited. Okay. You're invited. You can come and have cake.
As long
with
as
my
you
mom.
Help set up and turn. There we go.
There you go. Yeah, that's what we need you for. So you mentioned that there is a website. Is registration open for this?
It is. Yeah, we're proud to have partnered with Superior Timing. So registration will go through them. Everyone who's participated in a silent sport locally knows of Superior Timing. They're a great, reputable company who will come in. And while it's mostly for fun, it will be a timed event and we will have winners. Mm-hmm. But again, it's team-based. We hope it can be really fun, positive, and spirited. Go to thesisuchallenge.com and you'll see a link for registration through Superior Timing.
All right. And we will get information posted up on our community calendar.
Great.
For
thank
this
you.
As well, so that folks can go there and use it as a resource too. And I hope it goes wonderfully. I hope you have lots of people turn out and get all muddy and clog up the storm drains and whatever it is that you do when you shower off afterwards. So
there you go. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, and you know, too, Todd, also, if people want to get involved in this, Shannon, I know there's always more, you know, room for more help or things like that. I mean, can people still jump in and offer, you
absolutely.
Know, I'm coming with my hammer and my saw and we're going to build or
we
my
would
shovel?
Love that. Yep. We have information on the website about how to volunteer. It's really exciting to be a part of something new.
Right.
So if you would like, if you've always wondered, you know, about being on the back side of things, if you'd like to help on the event day, we would love that. I should mention, we'll have activities for kids too. So we hope it can be a really fun family affair where even kids as young as 3 can participate in a mini challenge.
Wow.
So this is exciting. These are the type of events that, you know, the city gets, you know, we wrap our arms around because this is what our visions are, you know what I mean? To bring more and more people and families to the city. And well, right now this will be focused more a little bit downtown because that's where the run will be. But it's all encompassing.
Yeah, we want people to come near and far. Even we
spend
would love
the weekend.
Yeah, spend the weekend, get a hotel, eat lunch in downtown, bring the family. It will be the first year. We hope to do less better. So while it won't look like some of these races we've seen nationwide, we hope it can be a version that we put on and be really proud of.
Hey,
which
you know,
I'm sure
and
we will.
And if it's successful, then 3-4 years down the road, it grows and
absolutely.
Perhaps becomes a much more significant event. But everything has to start someplace.
It
and
does.
I commend you for, and I do want to make sure that folks are not confused because last week, Bubba
yes.
was here, we talked about a half marathon that is planned for next
October,
fall.
For October.
This is not that.
Correct.
We
correct.
Have two events that we're talking about, two running style events that we're talking about. This is the Sisu Challenge, which is going to be on July 25th.
Right. So. And you can always call the city or call me, you know, when you're thinking about if you have any questions about either one of the events. You know, people get a little confused then on what's going on and what they can do. So we'll definitely direct you to the right people.
That is cool.
It is.
I'm glad you're doing that, Shannon.
This is
thank
so
you.
Exciting. We, you know, and with spring coming up, everyone's getting excited about getting outside and exercising and things like that. So it kind of falls into place. And also what I wanted to mention, too, with spring here, it's that time of the year for proms and weddings and all that fun stuff. So I wanted to mention that we have keep in mind, we have a great business downtown Houghton under the parking deck, the Centerline Ice, who also not only will help you get those pads on for hockey, they also are a tuxedo rental place.
Oh.
So let's keep that in mind that you don't...
Or if you're doing a true Copper Country wedding, you rent pads.
There you go. Exactly.
Bridal party.
Or if you really, maybe you don't want to wear that tuxedo, you want to wear that jersey. Right? You can get a jersey down there.
Yeah. And you know, you could get matching jerseys. And
sure. Do something unique.
The groom could wear a helmet, you know, so if things go badly at the reception, he's protected.
But, you know, that's just another business that we have in the city that a lot of people might not realize that they also offer that type of service. You know, they're trained. They know how to measure you and fit you to make sure that you have that that nice tailored look for that big day.
Cool. Or if you're standing in goal.
Exactly.
As the case might, it just seems an odd combination to me, but I'm glad that they offer the service.
It's complete service. You know, whatever you need, we're going to take care of in the city.
What's the latest on Bridgefest?
I think we're actually going to come in and talk to you soon about that. I mean, we pretty much everything is falling into place. Car show is all set and ready to go. We've got a couple components we still need to finalize, But I would say in the next week or two.
Okay.
But everything is on schedule.
Yep, I talked with Bill Musselman the other day from the Rotary Club, and he says that they are proceeding with Bridge Feast again this year. So that apparently worked out well enough last year for them that they're going to be doing that, and that'll be part of it. So, mm-hmm.
So yep, all is good. I've already put in the request for some great weather. So I think it's
which always is honored.
I know. I think I forgot last year to put it in early enough.
Yeah, our notorious Bridgefest weather. So if folks want to get in touch with you, Susie, how do they do that?
Yep, you can contact me at susie@thecityofhoughton.com or 906-370-3110.
And Susie, thank you for coming in this morning. And Shannon Rankinen, good luck with your Sisu Challenge.
Thank you. We'll
Again,
see you
the
there.
Website, if you want to learn more about it, is thesisuchallenge.com. And we'll get a link posted on our web calendar for it as well.
Awesome.
This is Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.